A nuclear summit attended by Barack Obama and dozens of other world leaders is, to say the least, a logistical challenge where nothing must go wrong. Maarten van Rijn had to think through the logistics of police deployment. Hi Maarten, welcome in our studio.
Nice to be here, thank you.
You were involved in the nuclear security summit.
It was magnificent. To be so close to the organization of an event like that is...
Crazy. The scale is enormous.
The scale was enormous. I was actually invited by the ones responsible by the police for the logistic support of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And the logistic support, I mean, that is getting the coppers to the right place where they should be during the day. Yeah. With the right materials, with the right equipment, and of course, with food and drinks and toilets and services like that. Which was an enormous amount of work. In the beginning...
About how many agents are we
talking? We're talking about 60,000 duties.
Okay.
And that involved about 14,000 coppers.
Yeah.
Coming out of the whole of the Netherlands. That was a political decision. It was not organized so that all the activities should be done by people coming from the West, because there are so many activities there that they always complain that they should do it again, this big event.
Yes.
So politically, they said, no, we want to involve the whole country, and every task force within every district should deliver an amount of coppers.
But that means that a lot of cops need to come over from the other side of the country.
Right. They came from Limburg, they came from Groningen, and that means that they traveled about 4 hours to get... Not just the traveling, but to gather in a group, to come by bus and everything. It took them almost 4 hours to get to The Hague.
Yeah.
And then it took them at least 2 hours to get to their location for their duty.
But where do you start to brief all those agents?
Yeah, that was the most complicated thing, because... you should have an information system to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But... The other problem is that nowadays, at this same time, there is a reorganization with the police. 26 districts to 10 regions.
Yeah.
And that gives an enormous impact on the flows of information. And that was not yet fully incorporated.
Yeah, on top of that, I think police teams are used to work very regionally and not...
Right. So the police is from here and now, and not from a logistic planning.
Mm-hmm.
The army is, of course. They are used to that. So we were not the only ones involved from an external party, mm-hmm. asked by the police. Now, the army was asked as well.
Yeah.
So I had a colleague. He was an army major. And he did some Afghanistan action
and we
worked together with people from the police, which was great, because you get insight in the organization. How are they tackling that? And I learned the most, of course, from the army logistics, because they used to get a lot of people to Afghanistan with all the material and equipment, and they have a certain way of working, which was really for me like, okay, that's how I think about getting logistics done.
Yeah.
So there was a good cooperation between the two of us, and the police was not really experienced in that perspective.
Yeah.
Well, they have perfect personnel. Their coppers were great. They worked and they understood what they should be doing, and they were happy and enthusiastic in their tasks, and all knew that it was extremely what they were asked to do.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah.
So that was not the point. The point was, are they served lunch in time? Are they able to sleep in the right hotel where there was there's a bed for them? Are the buses on time? And it was quite an organization. And the trouble actually was that the police started year and a half, almost 2 years ago, but not from the right starting point. They started with their experience, which is limited.
Yeah.
So when we entered the whole process, it was already January.
Very short notice.
Even very short notice. And then we had to, well, the political decision was made. So we couldn't change that. So we had to work from that perspective.
Yeah.
And the student who was involved, and he did his graduation thesis on that, evaluate the whole process and finally came out with a plan of steps that they should follow in the future when they have events like, well, not the summit anymore. I don't think there will be a second
That's
summit.
That's not something you do every year.
No. But a Queen's Day and the Tour de France, the opening and events like that, they can use that those steps to organize that event in a proper way.
And in what way is it different than what the police has done?
Well, the thing is, if you work with an integral logistic concept, which is if you start doing a new product coming out of, well, Poland, and there's a factory over there, and you want to put that product on the market here in Europe, you work from a logistic, an integral logistic concept.
Yes.
And police didn't do that, organizing the event.
How does it work summit. Then?
Well, you first have to choose a structure where you know how are people, why did they choose people from all over the country? Why didn't they choose them just people from the West and then from Utrecht and then they fill each other's gaps instead of traveling all the way?
With boxes, but with cops?
And that should be a first question to ask. Why are we doing that?
Yeah.
And not just a political question, a political statement that it should be.
Yeah.
Saying that, then the second thing is it needed to get one copper, specifically the one coming up from up north, right to that point of...
That corner of the street.
That corner of the street where he should be. Is that necessary? Or can you say, let's take 25 coppers from the north, put them nearby, and then we say, okay, we need three here, we need four here, we need five here. That's much more easy in information flows than doing it specifically your name, that point.
Yeah.
And it's possible to do that, but then you need a very suitable and up-to-date information system,
but a lot of governments don't have that.
Because of the reorganization, that didn't function quite well.
Yeah.
So we had to work with Excel, with all the difficulties Excel brings.
Yeah.
Well, so that, and then the third thing, the fourth thing is the staff.
Mm-hmm.
If you work with a staff organizing an event, but never organize an event like that, then it's very difficult.
Yep.
So the skills of the people working for organizing the event, that's another thing to develop. So in the plan, the student, the fourth year student, based on his evaluation of the event, he developed one of the major thing is, the major items is, choose for the integral logistic concept when you start to organize an event like that. But before, beware that you should have a skilled staff within the force.
But we are now talking about very big, large-scale events. From the perspective of a smaller event, can we learn something from this summit?
Yeah, I think you can see for the same principle coming back in, for instance, the Alpe d'Huez event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another student of me was doing that as well, and they have the same questions. What kind of structure are we choosing? Are we buying our goods for that event just from the Netherlands, or buying or sponsored just by the Netherlands, or can we possibly do it in France locally?
Yeah. So you don't have the trucks moving around and
right. Do we have an information system to cover that? Are the people well equipped? All those volunteers working on Alpe d'Huez, what a beautiful people are that. They're working so hard. But they are not experienced event organizers.
Mm-hmm.
So there is so much work done double. There's so much energy and money lost, although it's maybe not money, but it's sponsored.
Yeah.
And it's lost, and it could be better used for the whole event.
Yeah,
and
for making it even better.
And, right, and that is Alpe d'Huez, but that's more of that kind of events where goods are moving and people are moving, that you should be more aware of that concept. And, and people should be maybe better trained in that concept.
Okay, Maarten, thank you very much for coming over.
My pleasure again. Thank you very much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.